I had to take a little bit of a break. Not because I was overwhelmed with anything. It was more, it was Thanksgiving week. What the fuck? Can anybody take a fucking break? And I was having to go pick up my mom. One of the things that I have to do with my mom is go pick her up from her house and then drive her back because she doesn't drive. And that's, I mean, she doesn't drive, first of all, but even if she did drive, she's not going to feel comfortable getting on the highway for 3 hours, you know. And people, one of the biggest things that she would always talk about would be that her friends and the people from church or family members would tell her, hey, like, why doesn't he come? Why doesn't your son come? Why, it's in Florida. He doesn't come. And they don't understand that it's not a hop, skip, and a jump away. And especially when you're having to pick her up and drop her off. So that's 4 trips that I have to do that is going to take me around, you know, 3 hours there, 3 hours back. That's 6 and then 12 hours of, and that's a lot of hours just spending on the driving as I get old, man. It's not my cup of tea. I'm not a big fan of fucking driving now. Like I used to drive cross country all the fucking time. Not anymore. I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to do any of that shit, you know? But anyway, you know, I had to bring her because it was going to be Thanksgiving week. She invited herself last time. And God bless her heart. I mean, we made sure that she had a good time. And I was also having a rare occasion with my daughter being here for Thanksgiving. And that's the one thing about the holidays on my, you know, my daughter's mom's side of the family is that everything is last minute. So, like, Thanksgiving, you don't know where it's going to be. You don't know who's it going to be with. You don't know what special guests are coming, you know. And it's not a bad thing. It's just how people roll. You know that. I mean, it's weird to me because one of the things about when you get together, like, or when you plan things last minute is that things end up being more costly. That's what Disney freaking really dings you. Like, if you plan a Disney trip 6 months in advance, and you have certain perks there, it's going to be a much cheaper experience than me just showing up and saying, hey, I want to go this weekend, what the prices are. They're going to fucking rake me, right? So it's the same premise, but her family ended up doing something different, and I was able to have her a little bit for Thanksgiving Day and the day after, Black Friday. And it was such a good time because I had a special guest in my world, which was my ex-girlfriend, now my current girlfriend. What the fuck? Dun, dun, dun. Twist. Plot twist, right? Like the plot thickens and shit. But no, that was... And I have to do another podcast another day about that one, right? Because, I mean, people... The few people that listen to this every day be like, man, that was fucking kid like finish you had over there. And now you're just back in it like that? Just like that, man? It just only took you 6 fucking months. All right, well, yeah, it does happen, you know, especially in the dating field where, like, no one wants to talk to you, like, everyone wants to go into something, you know, like, it's not, you know, that's the funny thing, I was actually talking to her about it, like, she's thinking all these women are after me, and doing that. That's kind of the thing that women feel, like, they're just, look, I'm not a popular ticket, when you're just telling people, look, I don't want to be in a relationship, not because of me not wanting to have a commitment, but because in my last one, I realized that blending families is a bitch, you know, especially when you have a child that doesn't necessarily want to cooperate or is not used to that dynamic, right? So, and you try selling that to women. Oh, yeah, and I'm not taking care of your bills. Oh, yeah, and I'm not going to be doing all these things that you want a man to do with nothing in return. I mean, all, you know, in the real world, it was joking because I was joking with her about it. I was telling her, look, all I wanted was a mom with kids that had her shit together, and it's Tuesday night, and you don't have the kids, I don't have the kids, then we fucking just get together, Netflix, and chill. You know, like that's kind of what it is to me. It's like when you have these responsibilities and you realize, man, like dealing with somebody else and trying to blend all of that is a headache. Then you're like, you're saying to yourself, okay, I'd rather not have that. Or the classic married woman, but, you know, trying to catch a married woman available, you know, that's a whole different can of worms, right? But the whole thing with me was very simple. It was Just keeping it. I'm just a grown adult that just needs a little company here and there. But no takers. None. So here I am. That wasn't the reason why I just went back, obviously. No, but we had some great conversations along the way, which I'll go into another podcast for that. But she came over and her and my mom hit it off. It was a very kindred spirits of it was a very emotional to see them connect the way they did. Because my mom never, even with me, she doesn't even conversate like that with me. She's always trying to treat me like a fucking kid. Like, she came over and she was thinking, I don't have any seasonings. I don't have any pots. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm 44 years old. Like, I hadn't lived outside the house. Just for the record, I moved out of the house as soon as college hit. So that was 18. And after college, I ended up getting my own place and all that stuff. So I don't know, man. Like, she's just in this paradigm of, like, maybe I'm still like a 17-year-old kid. Never lived out on my own. Don't know what condiments and what ingredients to have in the house to cook. Like, I just haven't lived life and don't know nothing. I don't know. That was a really weird one for me. But it was good because they were bonding and connecting in a way that I've never seen my mom do. So it was great. And then, obviously, you know, my daughter and my mom have a relationship that's very, not bad, but it's the language barriers one. And then you have my mom just not asking questions. You know, my mom doesn't get into, she doesn't do those conversations. She never did with me. And I'm like, well, that's going to continue with my daughter. But it was cool because in my one bedroom that I have a bunk bed. I bought a bunk bed set. By the way, they don't make them like they fucking used to. Those bunk beds, I bought everything included. Frame, mattresses. It was over fucking 2,000. Like, I want to say it was, Jesus Christ, it was like almost $2,000. And it's not even fucking real wood. I bought it on Overstock. Did I just tell you how cheap this shit is coming from China, right? So, I have a bunk bed in one of my rooms. And my daughter loves sleeping in it. And my mom sleeps in it because my daughter's queen bed is too high for her to get up on. So, next thing you know, they're sleeping together and they're having conversations, you know. And my mom's accent is very thick and my daughter doesn't understand it. My daughter's like a little American. Like, her accent is pure American, like white American. There's no ghetto in it. There's no Spanish in it. There is just plain American white. Like, she's gonna be called a white girl when she's growing up. Like, you know, hey, you talk like a white girl. You talk like a white girl. You know how, like, ignorant the Spanish and black people are. Like, they just think, like, being educated or growing up formally in a nice area, it's like being white, right? I don't fucking get it. But it's pretty funny because they're trying to, and I just heard them have conversations in the room. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? So we did that. We had a great time. We ended up even playing charades. We have like this Pictionary thing. Not Pictionary, but this like charades game. And my mom was into it playing with my daughter. Like, we're playing teams and doing that on Thanksgiving. It was fucking, I was blown away. I was blown away of the series of events because, Danny, she's like, I call her Mary Poppins. So what she does, she's able to get a room full of people that don't get along, that don't know how to interact, that have a weirdness to them or are uncomfortable and are able to blend and do things together. That's her thing. That's what she does. And that was evident with my mom and my sister. She was a great conduit for my mom to talk to me, for my daughter to talk to my grandmother. So it was really good doing these things and getting the whole place involved, like getting them involved. My mom is one of those people that she loves talking about food nonstop, loves talking about ingredients, and likes watching the action, likes watching what's going on in the kitchen, likes critiquing. She went through my whole, like, I didn't have the vegetable oil to make. I had olive oil because I don't cook with vegetable oil. I cook with olive oil. And she fucking ran through that thing. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You fucking laid that rice thick with oil, you know? But it was just things like that I was laughing about. My daughter made pumpkin pie with Danielle, which was a tradition we started last year. And it came out stupendous. It came out excellent. They did a great job. They made a chocolate cake. There was apple pie. There was, and it was great because it was maybe a 3 or 4 course meal. Nothing extravagant. I just sat back and drank wine. That's all I fucking did. But it was a good time because then on Friday, what I ended up doing the day after Thanksgiving, when everyone's shopping, I ended up getting opening night tickets for West Side Story. I ended up getting that. That was something that we wanted to promote. Not promote, but we wanted to support. Sorry, it's kind of early, so my words are twisted, and I got messages coming in, emails coming in and shit already. And so it was giving the support to some of the teachers that my daughter knew from the production that was on play. And it was a great fucking show, I'll tell you that. Almost 3 hours, the West Side Story, man. And these kids are fucking dancing around. I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? These people are putting on work, you know, like the work they're putting in. I emailed the guy, they just like was part of the show that teaches my daughter on Saturdays. I told him, dude, what the fuck? Like, you guys are working really hard. So I took the whole family out for that. That was a good time. And then, you know, my daughter ended up getting a surprise early Christmas gift. She ended up getting a dog. A dog. A little baby dog. It was a bulldog mixed with a Shar Pei. And little Nala. Nala is a character name from The Lion King, the little lioness. So, hey, whatever. So, she, you know, by Saturday, my daughter was ready to get the fuck out. She's like, dude, I want to go back to my puppy. I want to go see my cousin that's coming from out of town. I got to go. So we ended up just taking my mom back to Lakeland and getting her back. And, you know, she was fascinated with the avocado trees and, you know, because I have some trees in the back here in the back house. So it was just pretty cool overall experience taking her back. And then Danny came up with me. So we it was me, Danny, and her. And, you know, I started showing her Lakeland. I was like, okay, you never been to Lakeland. So here it is, Lakeland, Florida, man, where I grew up at. And she loved it. She loved the town, loved the old architecture. It's a small little town. Totally different from what you feel in Southern USA, right? Or in Florida, USA, I should say. And she had a blast. I mean, she had such a good time. I took her down to Harry's, which is like a New Orleans-style restaurant. I always thought it was seafood, and it was a New Orleans-style. So they have a lot of good stuff there. And we were down right in the smack dab of downtown Lakeland, where over in Munn Park, they have a setup for Christmas just to celebrate. And during that time, after I dropped off my mom, because she already had her time, it was just very magical with us. We had a great time, and we just marveled at the experience that we had this Thanksgiving. It was beautiful. It was great. It was a combination of what a great way to reconnect to the start of the holiday season, having my mom being here, mom being mom, but not really agitating anybody. Her, my mom talking to my daughter seeing the growth in her and being, you know, more moody, but in a way more emotionally controlled. It's a beautiful thing, I guess. And I was just marveling, taking it all in. And we were reflecting on it on Sunday, you know, we were reflecting on it and saying, wow, like how magical that was, you know, how beautiful that experience was, as simple as it was. There wasn't no major frills or anything happening. All we did was hang out, did some things, just talk. Most of the magic happened in the kitchen or on the dining room table, and that was it. And God, by golly, like everyone, I think, came out of it with a very beautiful experience. And I think it just started putting seeds in my head of like, hey, this is how we need to do Thanksgiving in some way, shape, or form. Like, have your people, have my people, have extra people, however people come. And we have them come through and they have a good time. I think that's the way we ought to do it moving forward. But we'll see. The one thing I'll leave with this. I think this Thanksgiving taught us was that, especially with having the co-parenting dynamic, you can't necessarily plan to have the kids or have the people that you expect to have. So what you have to do is hope that just make whatever magic there is with the people that are going to be around and make the best of it like we did. And it was simple because it was just me, Danny, my mom, and my daughter. That was it. And it was only for a couple days. But it was magical. It was great. It was fun. Everyone had a good time. And I think it was one of the my favorite ones yet because of the simplicity of it, but also of the blending and people getting along and seeing my daughter grow and have conversations with my girl, you know, and having these things happening. It's really, really good stuff. So I am just very thankful for what happened. And heck, I even let a prayer. I was telling that to people. You know, I was like, hey, man, I let the fucking prayer, man. I'm good to go. I'm fucking converted. But it was a good time, though. So now we're off to the Christmas season. The Christmas tree is up. You know, my daughter doesn't, you know, I got to have the elf on the shelf around, you know. Like, I got to have it. I know she, you know, like I said, you know, these kids want to grow up so fucking fast. And then they realize when they grow up, like, ugh, damn, why did I fucking rush this? Right? So it's a weird thing. But, hey, man, this is the natural nature of life. And it was beautiful to have the break that I did, as simple, as fun as it was. And looking forward to many more. And looking forward to seeing what the Christmas season brings. Give it time. This ain't my body. Classic of key, spreading that thing like Bobby. This ain't in my body. This ain't in my body.